This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Australia's first recession in 29 years has financial counsellors busy taking calls from people who have never faced debt problems. And there are concerns debt amid the pandemic may provoke serious mental health concerns. The National Debt Helpline's financial counsellor, Sarah Brownshaw, has spoken to thousands of people in financial crisis before, but the economic hardship caused by COVID-19 is unlike anything she'd seen in previous years. Many of the international students who would normally be working prior to Australia's first recession in nearly 30 years are now calling for access to basic necessities such as food.
Terrible. It doesn't get much worse, to be honest. I've personally spoke to quite a few international students. They're not at uni, they're just at home. They're not able to pay their rent, for example. They're not eligible to anything from the government.
Recent consumer data released by the Consumer Policy Research Centre shows that 7 in 10 young Australians are now concerned about their financial well-being. Good Shepherd is one of Australia's longest-running charities providing microfinance products and services to the needy. Its General Manager of Economic Wellbeing and Enterprises, Megan McAlpine, says her organisation is being approached by many temporary migrants who have been excluded from the government's financial support schemes.
It's really the young people have recently migrated to Australia, and also women who are struggling the most with the impact of COVID. And that's because many of the people work in industries that have been hardest hit, like hospitality, or the retail sector, or people who are working part-time or have casual jobs.
Her observations echo recent consumer data showing that in July, young Australians aged between 18 to 34 are 3 times more likely to have taken out a loan from a payday lender or consumer lease, and are twice as likely to have taken out a personal loan just to make ends meet. Brownshaw says those with little or no income struggle to access loans. This is where financial counsellors like herself step in to come up with creative solutions.
It's going to be almost impossible to get any sort of loan, because one of the legal requirements when you borrow money is that the lender has to do an assessment to be certain that you can afford to make the repayment. So obviously if you've got no income or you've got an incredibly low income, you're not going to meet that criteria to show that you actually can afford to make the repayment.
Brownshaw says this is when people who are in a desperate situation turn to quick and precarious lenders. Those new to the country are often not aware of safer places to borrow where fees are not as high.
People are often going to what we'd call third-tier lenders and these sort of like payday loans or quick loans, and there are huge risks associated with those sorts of products. We have lots of concerns about them. Obviously, the checks and the sort of assessments that legally all lenders are required to carry out are often not done to quite the same standard that you would get if you went to your banks.
The Financial Rights Legal Centre is part of the National Debt Helpline, which provides free legal advice to those under financial stress. While desperate times call for desperate measures, senior solicitor Jen Lewis warns people to avoid payday loans at all cost.
Generally, those loans will have really high interest and fees. What that means is that you're paying back often many times more than the original loan. So if you were struggling to cope before you took out the loan of, say, $3,000, how are you going to repay it if it's $10,000, for example?
Brownshaw also cautions against other loan products such as Afterpay and the Buy Now, Pay Later schemes, which provide easy access to multiple contracts.
On the surface, you may think, oh, it's quite harmless. I'm buying one thing and I'm making 4 payments. That all seems fine, but COVID has happened. And it may be that then they've taken this out and then they've lost their job, or then they haven't got those hours that they were expecting. And the minute you fall behind, that's when the lenders start hitting you with quite large fees and interest and charges and things like this.
McAlpine says another risky loan product to avoid is the rent-to-buy schemes, which are promoted as a cost-effective way to access everyday essential items.
things that you might need, like prams and cots and furniture and those sorts of things, they are actually a really expensive way to purchase those goods. There's very high interest rates associated with purchasing where to buy. Make sure that you read the fine print.
While consolidating all of your debt may sound attractive, Lewis urges people to seek financial advice from the National Debt Helpline before committing.
Often what we see when people respond to ads where the ad is for debt consolidation, often what really happens is that they get put into what's known as a Part 9 agreement under the Bankruptcy Act. Now, that's a real problem because entering into a Part 9 debt agreement is actually of itself an act of bankruptcy, and we would like those people to call us before they do anything like that, because generally there are much better options for them.
Different to buy now, pay later schemes, payday loans are regulated by the National Consumer Credit Protection Act. Jen Lewis says the Financial Rights Legal Centre can help customers resolve their debt disputes if they believe they have been lent money that they couldn't afford to repay in the first place, or if the loan does not meet the borrower's original requirements and objectives.
There's a free dispute resolution mechanism available to challenge that loan, and if you're successful, the remedy will generally be that you really only have to repay the principal. And that can make an enormous difference.
Megan McAlpine says, in addition to providing microfinancing options to those in financial hardship, Good Shepherd also provides no interest and no fee loans to non-permanent residents.
Things like white goods, washing machines, fridges, gourmet furniture, and in some cases we've even approved applications for medical bills. So that particular loan is for up to $1,500, and it's for people who are on a healthcare card or who earn less than $45,000 per year, and a lot of people access that loan.
Funded by the Australian Government and the National Australia Bank, Good Shepherd also provides household relief loans for people who have lost their job due to COVID-19.
It covers utility bills and rent, and it's available for up to $3,000. You'll need to earn less than $60,000 if you're single, or $100,000 if you have dependents. The loan is available to anyone who has a visa that expires after the term of the loan, and the term of the loan is anywhere from 12 months to 24 months. Payments are made directly to the provider of the goods, or the rental agency, or the utilities provider.
The degree of financial pressure many are under has been strongly felt by mental health professionals at Beyond Blue. Beyond Blue's lead clinical advisor, Dr. Grant Blaschke, says a recent survey found that 83% of financial counsellors reported that at least half of their clients are experiencing some mental health issues due to financial stress. Dr. Blaschke believes good mental health can equip people with the resilience and skills to get through the worst part of the coronavirus pandemic and emerge as a stronger job candidate.
Losing your job can be very hard and very scary, especially if you're in a new country. But people shouldn't feel despondent, as in Australia there are wonderful resources such as the free Beyond Blue services to help people with mental health problems. People should really use that. They're trained mental health professionals. It's free, and they are very good at helping people when they have got problems like stress or depression or anxiety or having a difficult time at the moment.
Dr. Blaschke says while mental health is regarded as a taboo subject in some countries, Australians have a more relaxed attitude to discussing it, with research showing that nearly half of Australians will experience a mental health condition in their lifetime. Almost all of the financial counsellors surveyed by the National Debt Helpline found that people felt less stressed or more hopeful after financial counselling.
If you find that you're having problems like you cannot sleep, or you are worrying all the time, or you are getting angry very easily, or even very sadly, maybe you're thinking about harming yourself or even take your own life, like something very serious like that, please call the Beyond Blue service or a lifeline. The Australian mental health system is very supportive of people when they are having a difficult time.
Megan McAlpine believes a debt tsunami is already upon many in financial hardship, a combination of a credit-based lifestyle prior to COVID-19 and the economic downturn caused by infection control measures. She is critical of the credit industry, which has made it easier for borrowers to access loans in recent years. She gives the example of high-risk loans such as Afterpay, which was unheard of a few years ago, but is now available in most retail outlets.
It is often the type of debt that's offered to people who are quite desperate to access funds, but it can leave those people in quite a desperate situation when it comes to paying it back.
Lewis often gets contacted by distressed callers whose bank accounts run out of money for basic living costs once loan repayments are directly debited from their income or Centrelink payment.
Some of those loans, if they're over $2,000, they can be secured on an asset such as a car. That would be the most common one. What that means is that the car itself is at risk of being taken if somebody falls behind on their repayments. And the ongoing problems that come for that can include not being able to get to work or not being able to take the kids to school because your car has been repossessed. All of this means that you can very quickly find yourself having to take out another payday loan to pay off the first one. So at that point, you're really in a debt trap.
Brownshaw says high-risk loans are a serious concern for financial counsellors.
People are feeling desperate and under a lot of pressure that they might sort of fall into that trap of getting these sorts of loans and then getting into further difficulty down the track where they're not able to then pay them back.
Brownshaw says making the first call to the National Debt Helpline is often the hardest step for people who have never experienced financial hardship, but she urges those in financial crisis to access the helpline's free and confidential counselling service.
Having the conversation, you don't need to be paying your loans at the moment, you don't need to be paying your credit cards at the moment. There's grants available to help with things like gas bills and electricity bills, and people are often worried that they don't want to talk to anybody because that information might then be passed to their bank or their employer or something like that. So people can feel quite fearful, but I guess I just want to reassure people that if you talk to us at the National Debt Helpline, it's completely non-judgmental, it's completely confidential.
If you are under stress and need emotional support, contact Beyond Blue on 1300 224636 or Lifeline on 131114. For free and confidential financial and legal advice, contact the National Debt Helpline on 1-800-007-007. For more information or Good Shepherd's No Interest, No Fee loans, visit its website or call 1300 121 130. You can access your chosen service provider with the assistance of an interpreter by dialing the Translating and Interpreting Service on 131450. The Settlement Guide feature titled Will Payday Loans and the Pandemic Bring on a Debt Tsunami was prepared by Amy Chen-Yu Wong. And for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.